بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم باب فضل الوضوء. This is a chapter on the virtues of wudu. قال الله تعالى يا أيها الذين آمنوا إذا قمتم إلى الصلاة فاغسلوا وجوهكم إلى قوله تعالى ما يريد الله ليجعل عليكم من حرج ولكن يريد ليطهركم وليتم نعمته عليكم لعلكم تشكرون. In this verse of Surah Ma'idah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, O believers, when you stand up to perform salah, then wash your faces and your arms to the elbows, make masah of your heads, in other words, pass your wet hands over your heads, wash your feet up to the ankles. And Allah ta'ala continues the ayat, then Allah ta'ala says, مَا يُرِيدُ اللَّهُ لِيَجْعَلَ عَلَيْكُمْ مِنْ حَرَجٍ. Allah ta'ala does not want to place any difficulty on you, but Allah wants to purify you. Allah wants to complete His favor upon you so that you may become grateful. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept wudu and ghusl in our sharia to purify us. When a person has to make wudu before he performs salah, the person requires a fard ghusl, then he makes a fard ghusl, and that's how he purifies himself. In the hadith of Rasulullah, it is mentioned, At-tuhuru shatru al-iman. Purification is part of iman. It is our deen. Allah has given us such a beautiful deen in which there is purity, there is cleanliness. Before we stand before Allah, we are pure. We cleanse our bodies. And imagine a person has intimacy and he has a relationship with his wife, he becomes napak. And sharia, our Islam, our deen teaches us how to purify ourselves. We are not filthy people, we are clean and pure. So just as we have to concentrate also on the inner purification of our hearts, here also the external purification of our limbs. وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه قال سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول إن أمتي يدعون يوم القيامة غرا محجلين من آثار الوضوء فمن استطاع منكم أن يطيل غرته فليفعل. متفق عليه. سيدنا أبو هريرة رضي الله عنه said, I heard رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم saying that my ummah will come on the day of Qiyamah as غرا محجلين, which simply means that their foreheads and their limbs will become radiantly white and shining and bright due to the effects of wudu. So wherever the water reaches, when we make wudu, we wash our face, our hands, our feet. On the day of Qiyamah, these limbs will be shining due to the effects of wudu. So Rasulullah then says, so whoever is able to increase the extent of his whiteness, he should do so. Ulama have explained, what is meant here is that a person should wash his limbs correctly and thoroughly. When he's making wudu, many times a person is making wudu very fast, so sometimes the elbow becomes dry. This is incorrect. A person should perform his wudu correctly and beautifully. The word ghurran and muhajjaleen, generally the horses at that time, or when you see a horse, sometimes you see some whiteness on the forehead. Horse is black and whiteness on the forehead. So it is outstanding, it looks beautiful. And muhajjaleen also refers to the whiteness on the legs, just above the hooves of the horse. So above the hooves, you see some whiteness on the horse. So beautiful black horse got some whiteness on the forehead, whiteness just above the hooves, on the legs. It is outstanding. This is how Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam will make out his ummah on the day of Qiyamah. By their foreheads and the limbs that were washed in wudu, it will be shining brilliantly. They have a special radiance. And therefore, Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has exhorted us to wash our limbs correctly. وعنه رضي الله عنه قال سمعت خليلي صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول تبلغ الحلية من المؤمن حيث يبلغ الوضوء. رواه مسلم. سيدنا أبو هريرة رضي الله عنه says that I heard Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, my bosom friend, saying that the ornaments, the decoration, the glitter, the jewelry, generally the word حلية means jewelry, ornaments, the shine, the brilliance of a believer shall extend as far as his wudu. In other words, wherever you washed your limbs in wudu, there'll be a shine on the body of the believer on the day of Qiyamah. Allah Ta'ala will adorn us in this way. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayat to make our amal on this. Wa akhiru ta'ala alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Subhanallah bihamdihi. Subhanallah.